in the itineraries for the week ending 24th January 2025. Indian tea producers are flagging substandard imports, even as Darjeeling's tea producers expressed concern about illegal imports from Nepal this week. The Confederation of Indian Small Tea Growers Association, that's SISTA, has submitted a letter to the Union Commerce Minister, Piyush Goyal, expressing concern about the growing influx of low-quality tea from Kenya and Nepal. The letter said that these imports impact the quality of Indian tea negatively and also impact demand and pricing. SISTA's President Bijoy Gopal Chakraborty shared data that shows a 288% increase in Kenyan imports between January and October 2024, which is up from 3.53 million kilos in 2023 to 13.71 million kilos in 2024. These teas are used for blending and also for re-exports. Imports from Nepal stood at 13.66 million kilos, much of it sold within the country. Bijoy highlighted the lack of regulatory food safety measures on imported tea, especially that coming from Nepal. 8 years ago, he added the tea board decided to counter oversupply by insisting that gardens in North India close for winter. The letter said the unchecked flow of imported tea undermines these efforts in this situation, and flooding the market with cheap, inferior quality tea will affect the reputation of Indian tea as well. This letter follows a submission by the Indian Tea Association last week on the same issue. In other news, the 45-day Mahakumbh Mela, an important Hindu pilgrimage in the state of Uttar Pradesh, has started, and the event is expected to see 250 million people. Tea is playing a small part in this. Chai Point, the Indian tea brand, was selected as a tea partner along with the Karnataka Milk Federation. And together, we have set up 10 stores for visitors to the Kumbh Mela, and Chai Point expects to serve over 1 crore or 10 million cups of tea in this period, and are hoping and looking at a Guinness World Record for the most teacups sold at a single event. The event began on 13 January and expected to conclude on 26th February. And lastly, in a bit of human interest news, to promote football among young girls living in tea gardens, the Assam Tea Tribes Sports and Cultural Association has planned an all-Assam inter-tea garden women's football tournament in Dibrugarh. And this will be the second edition of the program, and the preliminary round will kick off this week across the state. We'll have more updates on this as the event and tournament progresses.
Produced by Adavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.